Nick Vujicic was born without arms or legs. Because of this, he was teased and bullied as a child, and his first thought, the first time he thought about killing himself was when he was 8. He didn't know if he'd get married, be independent, or if he had a purpose. And at the age of 10, he decided for the first time to try to kill himself by drowning, but he stopped out of love for his parents. Besides the constant beautiful support of his parents, they were always with him. There are a few key moments in his life that put him down a different path. When he was 15 years old, he gave his life to Jesus after reading John chapter 9 about the man born blind. And in that beautiful story, Jesus has a purpose for the man born blind to reveal the glory of God. And Nick realized, if Jesus had a purpose for the man born blind, God has a purpose also for Nick. When he was 17 years old, his mother gave him an article about a severely disabled person who is living life with vigor. And Nick realized, yeah, he can also live life to the full. That same year, a high school janitor said to him, "You're going to be a speaker." And that started putting him down the road of public speaking, which eventually he did. The gift we want to focus on today is the gift of choice. God gave Nick a different choice. And this is really important because typically, a lot of us, we have this idea that life has to go a certain way. We have no other choice. I remember reading a few years ago about a book about priests and stress. And the book said that the fact that this world causes a lot less stress for some priests than for others, that shows that another vision is possible. And I was realizing, yeah, I don't have to be so stressed. There's another vision. The first reading is from the book of Sirach. The book of Sirach is the Old Testament book of wisdom. And I want you to listen to its focus on the gift of choice. It says, "If you choose, you can keep the commandments, and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. And to act faithfully is a matter of your own choice." We have freedom. You don't have to act a certain way. You actually get to choose. And it actually says that not all options are equal, right? Some choices are good, some are evil, some are morally neutral. It says, "The Lord has placed before you fire and water. Stretch out your hands for whichever you choose. Before each person are life and death, good and evil. And whichever one chooses, that shall be given." You want a better life? Then choose it. You want to be healed? Do it. This famous story about St. Thomas Aquinas, his sister said to him, "What can I do to become a saint?" And St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Will it. Do it. Choose it. Desire it." So, of course, you can't make yourself a saint. Only God can make us saints. But he is waiting for a choice. You can't become a saint unless you will it, unless you desire it. In John chapter 5, there's a story about a paralyzed man. He's been paralyzed for 38 years, and he always sits, he lays by the pool of Bethesda, because the pool of Bethesda is supposed to have healing properties. And the text says, "When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been lying there a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be healed?'" Very interesting question. Why does Jesus ask, "Do you want to be healed?" Well, of course he wants to be healed. That's why he's lying there. He wants to get into the water. Well, actually, maybe it's not that simple. Notice that the text says that Jesus recognized he had been there a long time. Why is that? The man responds, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is troubled, and while I am going, another steps down before me." Dr. John Bergsma, the scripture scholar, he asked the question, is this paralyzed man making excuses? He's been there for 38 years. Is it that he actually doesn't want to get healed? Because Dr. John Bergsma says that this man's paralysis is a sign of our sin. And we all know you get used to your sin. You get used to your dysfunction. You get used to the way life is, and you start thinking, yeah, well, I don't have to change. So we all have these thoughts in our heads, thoughts like, "I don't have time. I have no other choice. I have to do it this way. There's no other way. I'm too old. It's too hard. Other people have more opportunities." Or we say, I tried it before. It didn't work. I tried it once. Didn't work. And that's not what God's saying to us today. God's saying, stretch out your hand for whichever you choose. before each person are life and death, good and evil, and whichever one chooses, that shall be given.